It was early 80s. There was a kind of panic, and we were young parents, and suddenly became even more aware that, you know, the threat of nuclear war was, you know, threatening our lives and the planet. And I think you just became hyper-aware, and I don't know, we were very worried.
There was a general outcry from, essentially from the left, but it manifested itself in quite a lot of demonstrations around that time. Obviously, the most famous and celebrated and longest was the Green and Women, who pitched camp and were agitators around that airfield for several years, as I recall. Our involvement was not quite so long. I mean, we went along to Hyde Park for the afternoon and shook our fists and were, you know, suitably indignant. And we happened to have our little boy with us, just because, you know, we were literally a nuclear family, but we were an anti-nuclear family as well. So we went along there, never thinking that we would be immortalised. Now, the funny thing about that photograph is sometime later, I got to know Ed Barber, the photographer, very well, because he was a teaching colleague at London College of Fashion. But talking to him and then looking at his work online, there was this unbelievable coincidence that he had taken this, what now is a very iconic photograph of a protesting family, you know. And I said, why have you got that photograph on your website? He said, because I took it, you know. And it was just a real coincidence meeting him many years after the fact, probably 30 years after that photo was taken.
It makes me feel proud that I was on it, and it also makes me slightly depressed that we are still having this conversation 40 years later, or nearly 40 years later, and that nothing really has been resolved, and people still haven't, you know, world leaders are still talking in terms of dropping nuclear bombs, and it's very depressing that somehow we still haven't learnt that lesson of peace.
I mean, I'm into photography. I think it's an interesting image, fundamentally. Whether it was me in it or someone else was the boy, I'd still find it an interesting image. I don't feel personally responsible for it. But, yeah, I'm pleased that it is me, and I'm pleased that I was on that march and that my parents took me on that march. But, yeah, no, I'm proud to be on it, of course. And for it to be, you know, an Imperial War Museum exhibition, which is a museum that I've come to all my life, which is a museum my son loves coming to. He went to the anti-Brexit march. He slept most of the way through it. He was in his pram, but he was there. And he'd made a banner and a cape. He had I love the EU cape and EU we love you chant that he mastered. And he was very much, you know, involved in the build-up to that march, albeit one that he eventually slept through.